Chapter 34, Haggai and Zechariah. Let us look at two more good men who were made very helpful in the return of the Jews to Jerusalem and encouraged the people to build up the walls and the house of the Lord. These were two prophets of the Lord who were raised up in those days to preach to the people. Their names were Haggai and Zechariah. You will remember that the enemies of the Jews were very sorry when they saw the walls being built up again, and did all they could to try to stop the work. They sent letters to the king of Persia to tell him what the Jews were doing and to ask him to stop the building. So the king sent and said that they must stop, and the work of building could not go on for many years. The people were afraid to disobey the king, and after a time seemed also to become careless about going on with the work of building the house of the Lord. It was at that time that the Lord sent his two prophets, Haggai and Zechariah, to tell the people to go on with the building of the temple. There was also a new king of Persia, whose name was Darius, and he sent to the enemies of the Jews to tell them to help in the work and not to hinder it. So you see that God will have his work carried on and will not let his enemies always stop it. It is said that the elders of the Jews builded, and they prospered through the preaching of Haggai and Zechariah until the building was finished. Haggai told the people that they were building their own houses to live in and were not careful about building the house of the Lord. They left his house to lie waste and ruined, and thought more of their own comfort in providing nice houses for themselves. He told them, too, that because of this, God was against them and would not let them prosper. Though they sowed the seed in the land, it only brought forth little. Though they earned their wages each week, God would make holes in the bags in which they put their money so that they lost it. This made the people think and stirred them up to begin building the house of the Lord again. Then they found that God was with them, and Haggai encouraged them in the work of building. Zechariah also helped them by his preaching to them. So it is even in these days. God sends his servants to preach the gospel and speaks by them to teach and help his people. It is true, it is a day of small things, as it was then with the Jews. But Zechariah told them not to despise the day of small things, for they should yet rejoice to see the building work going on again until the headstone was put on the top. This would all be given them through the grace of God and by his Spirit. Zechariah had several visions in the times to come, and told the people that Jesus Christ would come as the King of Zion and the branch of the house of David. He also taught the people how they should walk. They were not to oppress one another, and especially not the poor widows and fatherless and strangers. They were to speak the truth to each other and to love one another, so the ministers of God may be made useful to his people, as he is with them to bless his word, and we ought to esteem them very much and hear them whenever we can. Now see if you can find the book of Haggai and the book of Zechariah, which will show you what they said to the people. Then try to find where these two prophets are spoken of in chapters 5 and 6, in the book of Ezra.